MSRN News, I'm John Scott. On Wall Street, stocks are free falling after worse than expected inflation data. It's pushed many forecasts for interest rate cuts now past May and into June. The Dow, with its worst day of the year, down 656 points now. The House of Representatives will take a second vote tonight to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
The House is expected to vote a second time tonight, but the outcome is not at all certain. House Speaker Mike Johnson has a thin majority in the House that's unable to handle many defectors or absences in the face of staunch Democratic opposition. Majority Leader Steve Scalise is expected to be back in Washington and would bolster GOP numbers after being away for cancer care and missing last week's first attempt to impeach Mayorkas. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. pointing to progress in negotiations aimed at freeing hostages held by Hamas. Greg Cluxton with that report.
Talks are ongoing in Egypt, and White House National Security spokesman John Kirby is encouraged.
We're glad that these discussions are ongoing, and as I've said before, they've been constructive, and they've been moving in the right direction.
President Biden favors a six-week pause in the fighting to release hostages and move more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Meanwhile, Israel is threatening to expand its military operation into southern Gaza, which is home now to more than 1 million Palestinian refugees. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And the National Weather Service reporting the coastal storm that hit the Northeast has now dumped up to 15 inches of snow in some areas. The storm bringing hazardous driving conditions, school closings, and flight cancellations, along with some power outages. More than 1,000 flight cancellations before noontime. This is SRN News. An Ohio city drops criminal charges against a pastor.
A municipal prosecutor in Bryan has dismissed code violation charges against Chris Avell over his around-the-clock ministry to the homeless and others in need of help, even as the two sides work to end the dispute that has landed in federal court. The pastor has countersued the city, accusing Bryan officials of harassment and intimidation. He says he wants to serve all the people of the small town, less than 9,000 people in northwestern Ohio. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The government of Nicaragua has declared all-out war on the Catholic Church. 19 priests kicked out of the country last year, and there were dozens of incidents of harassment and church desecrations. Protestants are being targeted, too, and exiles say 2024 could probably be worse. The Pope has been oddly silent on the situation in Nicaragua, offering little public comment. This is SRN News. New York State wants to put some teeth into credit card transactions.
Businesses in New York will now be required to clearly post how much extra their products will cost if customers pay with a credit card. A new state law means stores can no longer post a sign on a door and at the register stating that credit card purchases will be subject to surcharges. Governor Kathy Hochul said in a statement, the law, quote, will ensure individuals can trust their purchases, will not result in surprise surcharges.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Kansas City will be turning red on Valentine's Day as the Chiefs celebrate their Super Bowl win over the 49ers with a parade. School cancellation announcements began just minutes after the win. People are wondering if Taylor Swift will attend with her boyfriend, Kelsey Travis. It should be noted, Swift has a concert in Australia on Friday. More details at SRNnews.com.